The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
You remember the class where I taught you all how to make it rain?
You're listening to the best of Make It Rain on the Fantasy Sports Network.
I'm gonna make it rain.
The story came across, it was emailed to me this morning, and it just drives me absolutely crazy, because how many times have you ordered Chinese food, right? And take out, you go in there, and of course, at the end of the meal, you get the old world-famous fortune cookies, right?
Sure.
Best cookies in the world, right? Especially with ice cream. And then when you open up those fortune cookies, right, you read, go to bed with, itchy ass, wake up with smelly finger kind of thing, right?
Something
you get
like
all
that.
Of that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And then you turn it over, and there's these numbers, right? And they're supposed to be your lucky numbers.
Yes.
Yeah. Well,
you played
it
them?
Happened. Guy in North Carolina just won $344.6 million off of a back of a fortune cookie, played the exact numbers, has the actual fortune cookie that he actually saved it and played
numbers.
Yes. 223 lump sum. First of all, it's one thing to grab the numbers and be like, all right, let me. But you actually have to make the effort to hold on to that. That slip there, that little fortune cookie, you have to actually go make the effort
to
play.
Hit, right? Like, you got to keep it for a few days.
Exactly. Because you're not running to the lotto, you're not running to the lotto machine right afterwards and be like, all right, let me go play these numbers. So you actually had to make the effort to hold on to that, keep it, and then, of course, go and play it. And then you held on to it even after that. And
so
how many times did we say it, right? You want to be, any day of the week, I would much rather be ass lucky. All right, then really, really good at something and still lose. So I will take the really, really, really lucky. Have you ever done it, though? Have you ever taken those fortune cookies and actually played those numbers?
No, I've never played the numbers.
You were going to? Have you ever said, I should go play these?
No, I have not, Joe. what I have done is, there was one fortune that I got that I thought was, really cool. I kept that in my wallet for maybe 6 months when I was a teenager, with like a little talisman that my Puerto Rican grandmother gave me of the Virgin Mary or something like that,
Right, right.
But that's about it. I'd say that is as far as it goes. I don't even know, do they actually have six numbers, right? Like, you need six numbers, right? Are the fortune cookies actually even six numbers?
They are six numbers, dude.
There you go.
And the dude who actually invented that, by the way, I remember a story on this. There was a guy that actually came up with that idea to put it, and he basically, to the fortune cookie manufacturers, I guess, came up with that idea, and they started. That guy made
Sure.
Millions of dollars doing it because you know, and I both know. First of all, if you open up the damn fortune cookie and you read it, it's not because you love the taste of fortune cookies, especially those stale-ass cookies. You're doing it because a part of you is like, all right, this could be the truth here, man. This could there could be something unveiled here that could change my life. And it actually happened to a dude, and I cannot believe it.
Yeah, that's awesome. What I learned growing up is that whatever your fortune is, you're supposed to add the words "in bed" to the end.
Yes,
to make
yes,
it,
also.
You know, to make it good. But here's my thing. You know how sometimes, Joe, where like a random deli or whatever sells like the winning quick pick or the winning whatever, they put up like a big sign outside like, you know, $1 million winner here or whatever it is, right?
Right.
What does the Chinese food store do now? You know, where they have, say, their fortune cookie led to, you know, whatever you said, like a $221 million hit. I would, if I was the Chinese food place, I would try to manufacture some PR, some buzz out of this. Like, clearly they are the luckiest Chinese. Like, these have the best fortune cookies. I would start to promote. If I was the Chinese food store, that we have the best Chinese, you know, the just the best
Absolutely,
Chinese food cookies
dude.
On earth.
Do you know how many people would go there just to get the damn fortune cookies because somebody else would want?
Absolutely.
Right. With that, that's a great idea. As a matter of fact, we should reach out to this place and we should be like, listen, man, we'll run PR. We'll run point for you.
Their rating, right? The A, B, C. Because you know the Chinese food store, first of all, does not have an A rating, right? So they need something right next to it to counteract the mentality. So the random passerby is going to be like, oh, wait, it's a B. And maybe we shouldn't go in, honey. But wait, their fortune cookies might hit us the lotto. So we should go in. Literally, there should be a poster and a sign right next to their rating.
That should be the first thing you read when you go to Yelp, man, is that when you get to the dining room, you're like, oh, honey, look, somebody just won $344 million from a fortune cookie here. Why don't we go eat there? Doesn't make a difference about anything else.
Me and my fiance are like, what should we order out tonight? Like, that would break the tie for me.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Let it ride!
You remember the class where I taught y'all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar bills, y'all.
All right, here we go. Final hour here. Make it rain to Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Aiden Martinez, Joe Ranieri here, trying to get ready here for Game 5 tonight, the NHL Stanley Cup Finals. Kind of a rubber match here. Game 5, the all-important Game 5. Will they? Won't they? Who's going to... Will it zig and zag again like it's been doing the whole time? Will St. Louis finally be able to take one here and go up 3-2, then have an opportunity to close it out in St. Louis? Or are we just going to keep going back and forth? You win one, I win one. Much like we witnessed last night there in the NBA Finals. You get one, I get one, you get one. And now we're all trying to figure out, what is the injury report going to say? Where are we? Yep. Because if it has not been abundantly clear to you at this particular point, it should be by now that when it comes to injuries, this is not the NFL. This is not a situation where they're going to let you know ahead of time. And even then, it's a little suspect, but at least you have a pretty good idea going in every game as to who's there, who's not there. And we had no idea up until 2 minutes before that game. A lot of speculation, but we had no idea Klay Thompson was going to play or didn't play. And if he did play, you know, as a bettor, we were going, I don't know what we're going to get from him. I know there were a lot of people holding back, hoping to be able to catch a glimpse of him on warmups just to have a better idea. Because as you can see, it went from 4.5 to 2.5. Almost instantaneously in the final 3 minutes before the tip-off, once it was announced that Steve Kerr was not playing it. And from what we hear and from what we read now, it was a battle, too, because he wanted to be out on that court, and Steve Kerr's like, absolutely not. So the good news is he's playing in all likelihood tomorrow, come hell or high water, he's playing. What we're going to get from him...
Also.
We don't know, but I can tell you what Vegas thinks and what the market is telling us. We'll dive into that coming up here in the final hour. Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Searching for an outdoor oasis but don't have time to catch a flight? Join us in the heart of Midtown at Versa, packed with good vibes, great views, and service unmatched. Fully stocked with five bars throughout the venue. Aside from our stellar dining menu, Tuesday through Friday, our culinary team has curated a delectable rotation of food activations to be featured on our patio from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Join us for nonstop fun on one of New York City's largest patios as rooftop season is finally upon us. Located at 215 West 35th Street, New York, New York. Official partners of the New York Knicks and the New York Rangers.
Let DailyRoto.com guide you to victory as you swing for the fences playing daily fantasy baseball. Become the eighth Daily Roto lineup optimizer to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament, or become part of the growing community who have won thousands of dollars. If you're playing MLB DFS and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Enter promo code FNTSY for a 10% discount. The 2019 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package at DailyRoto.com. Use the promo code FNTSY and get your 10% discount today.
I weighed 329 pounds. I was a heart attack waiting to happen. I got Andro 400. It makes me not so hungry. I started noticing more energy. I noticed my belly was starting to shrink up. I started seeing weight come off, 80-some pounds. I went from 330 to 245. For a 56-year-old guy to lose that much weight, it took something, brother. I feel great. I feel like I was when I was 35 years old.
That was Ruben. Now listen to what Josh says about Andro 400.
Well, I'll tell you, man, that stuff really works. It was insane. I've heard the commercials, what, for a decade? I was like, oh, I'm just going to try it. My pants are like falling off. It really works. I bought suits last year for my new job, and they're falling off of me. It's insane.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
The morning after.
You know what? Somebody offered me front row tickets, man, right behind home plate at Yankee Stadium. But
yeah,
I want to sit in the bleachers, man. I don't like that net.
Yeah. The netting is brutal.
Yeah, I don't like that netting. I'm not going to sit behind.
I'm with you. Absolutely not.
Yeah, I'm not sitting there. I prefer to go sit in the cheap seats because I don't like the net in front of me.
Weekdays, 9 a.m. Eastern on FNTSY Radio and on your popular podcast providers.
All right, so we got the numbers out for game number 4 here tomorrow night. NBA Finals. Toronto feeling pretty good about themselves, as well as they should, because if they would have lost that game, that pretty much would have been the end of that. But they didn't. They ended up winning. And now, hopefully, reinforcements are coming back. And what does it mean? Well, Vegas, almost instantaneously last night, with such a quick turnaround, 9 o'clock tomorrow night, the odds makers, they did something very interesting last night. We'll talk about that coming up here. But, Dane, you had mentioned we've got ourselves a video of your mascot beatdown here. What do you got here exactly?
We do not have a video, okay? Because, listen, big shout-out to our guy Winter Made on Twitter. He hit us up and was like, we need to find a video of me attacking the mascot. I don't disagree. It would have been good footage. But this was 2001, okay? So 18 years ago. What I do have, though, Joe, is a picture, okay? And I got to somehow get it to Pavone or whatever. But what I could do now is hold it up. Look, this is me, Joe, in Fenway Park, okay? Rocking the Boston Sucks shirt, right? ripping, that sign says Pedro Power, okay? And I am facing the rest of the crowd, tearing it up, repping my Boston Sucks shirt and my hat. That's me. And then, you know, Wally, the green monster mascot, came on over, and I decided to show him what was really good with us New York boys.
Well, can I tell you something? In all honesty, dude, now that having seen that, what the hell was the mascot thinking coming over to you to begin with?
It's Why is he going to roll up on me, right?
I agree. It's his own damn fault. All right, it's his own damn fault. Like, I don't know how I was going to respond. Yep, I don't know what you're doing, dude.
I look like all those other people in that corner,
and he had to come up by you. He got exactly what he deserved, as far as I'm concerned.
Thank you, Joe. I appreciate it. Big shout out to Winter Maid. Big shout out to everybody in the chat room, as always.
Yes, congratulations there, because, yeah, it's his own fault there. Enter at your own risk, brother. You know, obviously the dude wearing that shirt in Boston.
Going into Fenway, I knew I was in enemy territory. I was ready to go, bro. Don't worry about me.
No excuses there from the mascot's perspective. That's exactly what he deserved. All right, let me, you know, listen. Smash is now MASH, okay, for the it's really the MASH brothers now going on Golden State. So we still don't know what's going on with Kevin Durant up in the air. We know Looney's gone for the playoffs, right? We know that Clay wanted to play yet last night, but upper management, so to speak, was like, yeah, no, we're going to keep you out this game. Almost as if they were like, there's really nothing to gain. We're probably not winning this game anyway. So let's just hold off, give you a couple extra days rest, and move forward. Now, we told you yesterday the line movement up to right about 3 or 4 minutes before tip-off when we heard he was actually ruled out. It remained, I mean, opened up at 6, 6.5, 5.5, 5, 4.5, 4 in some books. And then, of course, it ended up closing line at about 2.5 when you had that late surge of sharp and, you know, public money that came in all at the same time once that Clay was out. They ended up coasting to a 123-109. It was pretty much a rout there. It never really felt like Golden State was ever really in control of any aspect of that game outside of it was just a matter of how many is Steph going to get. So with the quick turnaround late last night, the line opened up Golden State -5, -5.5, but it's what they call a soft line, meaning that most of the books put very low limits on that line. Okay, so they usually do that when there's a lot of very unanswered questions, like, is Kevin Durant playing? Is he not playing? Is Klay Thompson playing? Right. Is he not playing?
They have to limit their liability, yeah.
Right, right. So basically, that's, you know, they kind of split the difference there. You know what I mean? If you look at the line there and you figure Durant and Thompson, if they aren't able to come back, and the Warriors are shorthanded again in kind of this must-watch, in this must-win situation, you know, they priced it where they'll be okay one way or the other, if they got to push it down or if they got to push it up. So it's kind of one of those, they kind of split the difference, you know what I mean? If both of them are healthy, you're probably looking at about 7 or 8. If neither one of them are, you're probably looking at closer to 3, right? I think that's fair enough, what we saw, 2.5 to 3. So I do think that this could go as high as 8 for Golden State. If both of them are announced that they are playing, I do think it will also absolutely go as low as maybe 2 that we witnessed last night. If neither one of them, maybe even lower than that, depending on the availability. But I do think it's
now.
I think it's safe to assume that the public is going to want to bet Golden State in a zigzag situation, backs against the wall. You and me both agree, Clay's probably, he's going to play tomorrow night. There's no way they're going to hold him out. They held him out last night, very understandable. It was a smart thing to do. But I would definitely think that we all know the public is going to come out full force backing Golden State for that zigzag situation to come out. So keep that in mind here. As far as the series prices go, the series kind of, it flip-flopped, didn't it? So now we've got -120 for the Raptors for a series price. And what is it? Just about even money for Golden State? What's the latest?
Yeah, like 105 for Golden State. You know, they're both, you could see them both at minus numbers, like maybe Toronto -120, Golden State -105 in essence. But technically Toronto is now the favorite, but it's a real short number.
Okay. So that's what happened with Vegas. Vegas is sitting there going, wait and see, which probably means, guys, you should wait and see. Because anytime they put a soft opening like that where they're limiting those lines, and they're putting limits on it and handle limits, that basically means that, listen, guys, they're not sure. And all they did was split the difference and be able to protect themselves either way. If it goes up, great. If it goes down, even better. So that's what they did there. So my suggestion, and yes, we're 24 hours away from, you know, game four here. However, a lot can happen between now and then. Be ready is all I can say. My advice to you is be ready to pounce once the announcement one way or the other gets thrown out there.
Right.
And I think really the big one to me, forget about Durant. If I'm a bettor and I want to back Golden State, okay, probably never going to get a better price on the series than right now at even money. It's probably a pretty good deal. However, I'm assuming everything I do from this, every bet I make, I'm assuming Kevin Durant's not coming back. The thing I want to know, I want to know Klay Thompson. I want to know what he's got. I want to know what can I expect from him. He is the key as far as I'm concerned. I don't think Durant, I'm still going to stick with it. No matter what they're telling us, I think they're kicking the can down the road.
Right.
He's and I don't think I don't think he's coming back, guys. And if I'm betting it, you guys should be betting it accordingly, going, he ain't coming back. Just assume Kevin Durant ain't going to play again this year. Your big question mark has to come around what to do with Klay Thompson. And I think we've seen now what he brings to the table. So his availability and at what percentage, Dane, what percentage does Klay Thompson have to be in order for the line to be -6, -5, that thing along those lines? How much do you need from Klay Thompson with that hamstring?
75-80%. That's what I would say. You know, I need him to be on the floor, right? And I need him to, I think you mentioned it correctly, you know, the defensive presence that he offers on guys like Kawhi, or look, some of these guys that went off. Danny Green went off last night. Klay Thompson would be valuable on him. You know what I mean? And so when you combine that with Iguodala and Durant, I think the defensive prowess of the Warriors are compromised. But if I saw that Klay, you know, goes through shoot around today and they shoot him up and they say he's trending in the right direction, which I believe, to be quite honest, we're going to hear that from Steve Kerr for both KDB and Klay.
Yeah.
Then I'm comfortable that he's going to be out there. I personally, though, Joe, I also think we are going to see KD pretty soon.
Yep. The task here, guys, smart sports investors, hold off. Wait to hear like everybody else. And then you'll have your opportunity to go ahead and pound. Don't worry. We'll be there for you as we make it rain.
Can't get enough fantasy football? Roto Experts has launched their NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package, which includes the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the internet. Davis Maddock and the Roto Experts are providing dynasty, season-long betting, best ball, and NFL draft content every day of the year to give you an edge regardless of what type of fantasy football you play. Save 10% at rotoexperts.com with the promo code FNTSY. It's the NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package, only at rotoexperts.com.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic face wipes and body cleansing needs.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
DailyRoto.com.
Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sports book. Go to FanDuel.com/grid where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid. Open your new account and claim your free wager of up to $500 today.
The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY Radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere.
All right, people, here we go. It's time to make it rain on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Dane Martinez, Joe Ranieri, as golf is underway here, I do believe, in the Royal Canadian Open, the RBC Canadian Open. We gave you a couple of plays earlier today. Some guys that we like. We threw a few names out there: Webb Simpson, Scott Piercy, Mackenzie Hughes, the actual Canadian that could win it at 100-1. Keep an eye on him. Shane Lowry. We like Jim Furyk. I know a couple of the guys that you threw out there too is as well, Dane. I know Brooks Koepka, Dustin Johnson, who are the chalk in this kind of. Just before Pebble Beach and the U.S. Open next week, a lot of the questions surrounding this is motivation. And, you know, you brought up a very good point. Brooks Koepka, we know he gets motivated for the majors, which is next week, the U.S. Open. How motivated is he going to be for this tournament? Who a lot of these guys that are golfing this weekend aren't golfing because they really want to win the Canadian Open. They're golfing because you might see RBC on a lot of golfers' bags, hats, clothes, shirts. They're big sponsors of the PGA Tour. So part of that responsibility and part of that money as being a sponsor, that includes get your ass to the RBC Open when it's here. I don't care what next week brings. And that's what you got. A lot of guys, because there are a lot of big names here. Rory's there, Dustin's there, Justin Thomas there. Some guys that would normally probably take a week off prior to a major. A lot of these guys are there right now, not because they have to, but because of sponsorship obligations. And it's kind of hard sometimes, Dane, to handicap that, navigate that, go through, okay, what? I can say this with Brooks Koepka. We know his track record outside of majors. We know what it is and how he gets up for majors. This is a very short golf course, guys, which means guys like Dustin Johnson, he's 5-1 for a reason. He's going to be driving par fours. He's going to be on and two for par. There's going to be a lot of eagle putts, which is great. The par threes are the hardest part about this golf course. A lot of very long par threes, small greens.
Like 235, 230, yeah.
Yeah, into the wind. It's a challenging course from there, but that gives guys like Jim Furyk, Webb Simpson, Scott Piercy, these guys that aren't necessarily 380 yards, but you know what? They're 290, 300 in the middle. They're great iron players, and as long as you got a short game, you're going to be able to compete for this tournament. So there are some big numbers, Dane. We went over them earlier. You know, you got a guy like Mackenzie Hughes who plays on this golf course, Canadian an awful lot, knows it like the back of his hand. He's 100-1. You know, Webb Simpson, 20-1. Piercy's 25-1. Furyk's 40-1. These are all guys that can win this tournament who aren't there because of sponsorship obligations, but because they want to win this damn tournament. So I would not at all be surprised. Yes, Dustin could win it at 5-1 or Koepka But I would not be surprised if you get one of those 60, 70, 80 to 1 bombs this week for the RBC Open, man.
So let me ask you this. One of these guys you're talking about, this Canadian that we love, you know, like at 100 to 1.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'm just shook, you know, maybe I'm just scared. But why not bet the guy to finish top 5 or top 10? Because if he's 100 to 1 to win it, Joe.
Yes.
Right? Doesn't that also mean he's probably 20 to 1 to finish in the top 10? You know, why don't I hedge like... You're right, okay, and that's the glorious payday and how he wound up in the news and all that good stuff, right?
Right.
But why can't I just almost, like, just be a little bit of a safer, like, if you have a tip and you got a guy that you like, you know, whether it's a guy like a Furyk that we talk about or a Simpson that we talk about, right. If he's at that big number, you know, he'll if someone's 20 to 1, 80 to 1 to win the tournament, they're still probably plus 1,700 to finish top 10. Maybe that's the way I think I would play it, Joe. Am I just too soft?
No, and remember, betting golf, guys, is not – it's nice to be able to go, you know, place a bet on Thursday and wait till Sunday to see if you cash with the big – you know, we're talking 40, 50, 60, 70 to 1. But the bulk of the money that you can win is on Thursday, on Friday, on Saturday, on Sunday. The matchups – and to your point, Dane, if I like a guy, if I'm betting a guy to win the tournament, then I feel this is a guy that's going to compete. A lot of the smart strategy way of doing this is a guy like Jim Furyk. I expect Jim Furyk to compete here on Sunday.
Right.
What is his number? Top 30. You know, what is his number? Top 20. What those guys that you really do feel have a chance on Sunday to be in one of the final groups, then you'd be absolutely crazy not to back it up with a top 10, a top 20. Did it with Cantley. I've been doing it with Cantley for how long now? And pretty much every time from the Masters on, there are guys that are in great form. Furyk happens to be one of these guys that
Kuchar's been around.
Kuchar's another guy. He's going to be top. I mean, look at their, over the last 2 months, look at their top 10, top 20 finishes in these tournaments. You can tell who's who, and that's where you make the money. Head-to-head matchups.
And if they're at that level, right? If they're both 50 to 1, they're going to be in matchups against other people that are at that level.
Exactly. Yep, exactly. So that's what makes golf so much fun and so interesting to bet on, that if you hone in a handful of guys that you truly believe are guys that are going to be one of the top 5 final groups on Sunday, then accordingly, guys, bet them Thursday, bet them Friday, bet them Saturday. Look at the matchups they're under, and don't be afraid of those whole top 10, top 20, top 30. That's where you can get some great value and make an awful lot of money betting golf. So it's a lot of fun that way.
There is a Canadian at the top of the leaderboard right now.
Already?
Not the guy you said. Yep. It's Adam Hadwin. Through four holes. Okay, so he's off to a hot start representing Canada, birdied 3 of the first 4 holes. He's at -3 at the top of the leaderboard.
And by the way, speaking of Canada, hats off. We were all wondering when it was going to happen, and it looks like it has happened. In fact, even though it looks like, he's been kicking Father Time's ass for a while now. Vince Carter has said that he plans to retire after this season. So he's coming back. For one more, he will return for his 22nd season. I mean, Toronto Raptor fans, he is legendary for you guys, without a doubt. But he is planning on coming back for his 22nd season this year. And then he said that will, in fact, be his last. And it really is. He's 42 now, right? I think he turned 42 in January. This guy's a... Listen, he's not what he was, but he's a productive bench player for Atlanta, guys. I mean, this is a dude that was coming off averaging about 16, 17 minutes this year. You've got a, you know, could you have any better veteran on the Atlanta Hawks for these young guys than what he brings to the damn table? So, I mean, it's crazy. He will be an unrestricted free agent come July next month. So he will once again have to sign a new contract with Atlanta or catch on with another team. But I'm going to assume, guys, that Atlanta's like, no problem. You come on back. Trae Young, the guys they've got obviously the draft coming up here. Having a guy like Vince Carter on the roster that kind of stuff. It's like having a player coach is really what it's like.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we tip our cap to Vince Carter, 22nd season. That's absolutely crazy. Ridiculous. Remember, yes, early on in his career, yo, Venmo Brian, you got to look at the Vince Carter slam dunk contest. I mean, I defy you to tell me he doesn't have any bounce. You know, yes, some of the dunks that he done, like, to be honest, I think he was the last great one, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, it's not Zach LaVine and some of these other guys. Vince Carter was the man. I wonder, Joe, I really would like to see, where is he on some of the all-time lists, you know, and with one more season, well, like, you know, where does he go in all-time points or in all-time, you know, rebounds for a guard, that sort of thing. It's got to be up there. You think he's a Hall of Famer, yep, Joe?
I absolutely do. Well, listen, here's what he's got. He's played 21 years. He's averaged just over 17 points, five boards, three and assists. He's played 1,481 games. Yeah, he's played 1,481 games. Raptors, Nets, Magic, Suns, Mavericks, Grizzlies, Kings, Hawks. 88 postseason games, averaging 18 points in those games. He is currently the 20th ranked NBA all-time scorer right now, top 20. Yeah, if you're in the top 20.
Like 17 or 18 with next year too, right?
It depends on how much he plays. But listen, other guys that have played at least 21 years, Nowitzki, Robert Parrish, Kevin Willis, Kevin Garnett. When you have that kind of career, it's not because even now, you know, you're not, when you get to that year, 19, 20, 21, 22, no, you're not a starter, but you know what you are? You're still productive on an NBA team. And that alone to me is that screams Hall of Fame. And when you're top 20 all time in scoring, you're top 20 all time scoring, man. I mean, that's the bottom line. So, very cool stuff there. Vince Carter coming back. I think it's going to be, of all the guys that have taken their victory lap seasons here, you know, Dwayne Wade, Kobe Bryant, you know, this is a guy that absolutely deserves one. And I hope he comes back to Atlanta because I think he's a great fit there. And I think they'd be really lucky to have him on the team. So Vince Carter will retire after 22 seasons. He's got one more year to go. And we are hearing, by the way, that Kevin Durant now is working out with the team today.
There you go. He's practicing. Yep, he's playing.
Okay, so he is. He did practice for the first time. Actually, two individual big-time workouts over the last 2 days, they're reporting. So it looks like he's been pushing, seeing where he can go. This will be a... He's actually set now to join the team today and give it a go and see how far he can go. It individually, apparently, they're saying they've taken it to the next step. They're not pulling him back. He's now ready to, you know, in progression, he is ready to work out with the team today. And, guys, I think, like I said, get ready. That line right now is set up soft, waiting for this announcement. Be ready when it comes. It's going to be here this afternoon, guys. I can't wait to hear it. Does he go or doesn't he play, Dane?
He's going to play. I told you. They're all playing. This series is 2-2. Golden State needs to win. They're going to show you what's up on tomorrow night.
You may want to jump on the 5.5 then now.
Right before it becomes 8.
Make it rain plays
the money line
next.
For the money line now.
Yeah. Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40... your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
Do you want two risk-free wagers up to $1,000? If so, go to pointsbet.com/grid. Open yourself up a PointsBet sports wagering account. Enter the promo code GRID, and you'll get two risk-free bets of up to $1,000. In addition to traditional betting, PointsBet also offers its own betting concept where customers, they're rewarded by how much they win their bet. That's pointsbet.com/grid. Enter the promo code GRID and get your two risk-free bets of up to $1,000 today.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. A lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible. But since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76 and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up. And the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400. The safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
Can't get enough fantasy football? Roto Experts has launched their NFL 365 fantasy football package, which includes the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the internet. Davis Maddock and the Roto Experts are providing dynasty, season-long betting, best ball, and NFL draft content every day of the year to give you an edge regardless of what type of fantasy football you play. Save 10% at rotoexperts.com with the promo code FNTSY. It's the NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package, only at rotoexperts.com.
All right, so maybe time to swing for the fences playing Daily Fantasy Baseball with DailyRoto.com. Why? Well, we want you to become the eighth Daily Roto lineup optimizer user to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament. Or you know what? Just become one of the countless number of people who have already won thousands of dollars playing DFS with DailyRoto.com. Bottom line of all of this, if you are currently active and playing MLB DFS, but you are not utilizing DailyRoto.com, need to stop what you're doing right now, guys. Please listen up. Promo code FNTSY. You get yourself a 10% discount right now. Get the lineup alerts, the projected ownership percentages, the weather updates, the fantasy projections, and oh yeah, the use of those same Daily Roto lineup optimizers that have already produced millions in DFS winnings. It's the 2019 MLB Daily Roto. It's the premium package. It's only at DailyRoto.com. The promo code FNTSY. Get that 10% discount and do it today. And welcome in here, Make It Rain, to Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Tomorrow, we'll dive into the Belmont, our good friend Mark Lawrence, playbook.com, who gave us the Preakness winner last time out. He will war of will. He feels he's got a pretty hot horse. He feels he's got the winner. He's got the winning combination for the Belmont. So we'll see if we make it rain there. Of course, our good friend Jay, the Sports Keg CEO, he'll be dropping by with some UFC matchup. Big, actually a pretty big card here coming up this weekend. He's got some edges, man. He's got some guys he loves. And let's face it, he's made us a lot of money here. These last UFC fight cards, even the ones that are like in Motel 6 parking lots in Wichita, he still manages to pull out some winners. So we'll also dive into a little World Cup soccer, women's soccer. We've got some nuggets of World Cup TNA trends and angles. Get your head out of the gutter. That you need to know about. Go over the groups. There are some live dogs. There are some favorites. We'll break it all down. We'll start doing that on tomorrow. But tonight, of course, we've got this thing called the Stanley Cup. And I'm not going to be. I've already got a series ticket on the Blues in six, and I played a ridiculous money line I probably shouldn't have played parlay that included the Toronto Raptors last night. Only I took them when they were at plus 165, and I've got the Blues tonight at plus 135. So if that hits, we might take a few days off.
You don't want to hedge out of it?
I'm not going to do it, man. I'm not going to do it. Not doing it. Absolutely not. Because I do believe the Blues It doesn't do me any good. I got the Blues in six in the series anyway.
Anyway,
I'm just going. I'm going in there.
Consistent with your narrative. Go ahead.
Yeah. Right. I do like it, but I will say this, and we told you earlier that there are a couple of trends right now besides the zigzag in the NHL finals. Number one, first period overs have killed the first four games. You know, scores three, scores two, scores three, scores two. They for some reason they play absolutely no defense there on the 5-on-5 early on in the game. There's either a power play that Boston's. They have really dominated the first period. The overs, and I don't know what is the price right now for the. It's got to be chalky as hell. What's the juice on the first period over?
Oh, the first period over.
Over. I'm gonna say the first period over is probably, what is it, 160 minus 150, 160. I'm gonna say it's probably through the roof there, Dane. FanDuel Sportsbook.
Yep. For the first, let's see. For the first period, yeah, you're right. The over is like minus 155.
Yeah, I was gonna say, because there's no way you're gonna get four of those and then be like, ooh, surprise! Like, I had no idea. But I do also, I think, what we say, three out of the four overs for the game, including that one very strange one. Game two was five, was it? I think game two or three was five. It was. Everyone keeps thinking there's going to be some of these crazy defenses, and yet we keep getting these ridiculous.
Those empty net goals, too.
Exactly.
Those empty net goals, you got to factor in. If you think the game is going to be a one goal game, 2-1, 3-2, then they're going to pull the damn goalie.
Yep. And you know it's coming. You know it's absolutely going to happen that way. So I've got, I'm not going to lie, Boston's a little beat up here. They are at home. They've got some injury problems on defense. But I'm telling you, I like the Blues. I still like the Blues to be able to screw the zigzag, give them another game here, game six back to St. Louis where they can hopefully close it out. And I may or may not be blinded by the amount of money that I've got riding on this game here tonight. And I don't even want to bring up the fact that Boston might actually be able to win. So not going to do it, Dane. I am not going to do it. I will
Fair
tell
enough.
You this,
can
though.
Can I ask you the most important question of the day?
Yes, and I'm getting it
you
for you.
It
so
is.
Hold on. Yes,
okay.
Gal, hold
you
on.
Get
I'm
that.
Getting
you
it
know
for
what
you.
The question is.
Okay. Yes, we want to know what the Wrigley Wind is doing today.
Yeah.
Which is
the Rockies are also running out a kid who has never made a major league start before.
Yes. Yeah. And that, you know, it's worth
that could go either
Major
way.
League Baseball.
That could go either way.
It's been an interesting week because of usually Thursdays, Dane. It's that getaway situation where we've got an abbreviated schedule. But because Monday was the draft and we only had four games there, actually one of them was a makeup game with the poor Angels had to fly all over the place. So we've got a full slate of games
Relatively
going on
slate,
here today.
Yeah.
And, you know, you got a couple of interesting storylines. The Yankees have now lost three games in a row. So already it's amazing to me. Yankee fans are pulling the alarm there.
Facing Edwin Jackson today. I told you about Edwin Jackson on the mound.
Thank you.
I said last week Edwin Jackson would be facing the Yankees on Thursday. Well, it is now Thursday. Edwin Jackson is pitching to a 13.22 ERA.
Exactly.
Joe.
Thank
Can
you.
Can I
thank
like parlay the Yankees money line with something today? Because I don't want to lay the 180 or whatever it is, but come on.
Yep. There is a couple of these games, including the Giants at the Mets here today, Dane. It is the Giants are going to play Citi Field tonight. They played Citi Field last night, right? And then I think they've got a noon. Is it a noon or a 12:15? Maybe a 12:30 first pitch here today at Citi Field. So late last night, early today, and then as soon as that game's over, they're on a plane because tomorrow they've got to face Clayton Kershaw at home. Tomorrow night. So this is definitely one of those getaway games that we told you about where teams might just want to get the hell out of there and not be all that excited to, compete at a very high level. I think San Francisco's level of interest in this game, keep an eye on it, knowing that late last night they got shut out, right? 7-0.
Buster Posey just got sent to the IL also.
There you go. Zach Wheeler, Sean Anderson, right-handed pitchers. I think it's going to be a very light hitting day. The umpire, too, by the way, in this game, Victor Carapaza, he loves his unders, guys. He loves his unders. 50, 33, and 6, 60% to the under in the months of June and July in his 15-year career. Just throwing that out there. Getaway game, Giants, late game left. Yep, just going to throw that out there. And you mentioned the Cubs, right? Colorado Cubs. The wind, daytime game.
Yep.
Blowing dead out. Blowing dead out. Yes. And also, I love this. The umpire today, Marty Foster. Good old Marty. Marty is known as Mr. Over. That's correct, because he averages about 20 units over his career to the over in the games that he umpires. So the average runs per game with him behind plate, 9. So, yes, if you ever, when I tell you an umpire who wants to hurry up and get the game over because I got, I got a beer waiting for me, it is good old Marty Foster there. So I'm just saying, wind blowing out. A lot of big strike zones, a lot of guys swinging, and what is it, Quintana?
I'm making his first major league start for the Colorado Rockies.
There you go. There you go. So, to me, big strike zone, a lot of guys swinging, and you got the wind. I'm just saying, you guys make your decision there. I'm just
and it's not like, remember, the Cubs were also, Joe, a team that, I don't know, needed to sign Craig Kimbrell. So what does that say about this bullpen that we've been talking about, Joe, right?
That's
the rough
right.
underbelly when Quintana gets out of there after his – maybe he pitches well for 6 innings. Then we're going to get this bullpen that is at the level where Theo Epstein was like, oh, no, we need to address this still. And they signed, by the way, reports out that Kimbrell, 3 years, about $43, $45 million. So this speaks
the
like the over to me, Joe.
Yep.
This
and
sounds
the
like the over to me, Joe.
Yeah, I'm just throwing it out there. And keep an eye, too. I think
Colorado, Chicago over, people.
Cano is off the IL today, I believe. I don't know if he's going to be playing there in this getaway game today, 12 o'clock. But I do believe he comes off the IL finally. Just in enough time not to run out another ball to first base. So that'll be Robbie Cano for you getting ready there. Aaron Judge, they also came out and told us that. Don't forget, they head to London at the end of the month to play the Red Sox.
Two game series against the Red Sox.
They expect him back then. Very well. Could be in London. The line. Yeah, why you wait all this time, and Yankee fans, congratulations. The game's in London.
Yeah,
welcome back.
Right.
Yeah, welcome back, Aaron Judge. And we didn't get into it today, but we'll get into it a little bit tomorrow, Dane, about this whole Clint Frazier and the media in New York.
Yes.
Because this guy is... You think Kevin Durant is sensitive? This guy is, he makes Kevin Durant look like just a, like Kawhi Leonard, like nothing bothers him. This guy is,
Toronto the other day.
Super, when I mean super sensitive. And the media, of course, in New York, you give them a finger, they'll take an arm. And the minute they know they can get to you, that's exactly what they're trying to do. He's kind of blown up at them, which I think is a little ridiculous. He misjudged, 3 fly balls in the outfield against the Red Sox? He had a bad game. So what does he do? He avoids the media after the game. That's like mistake number one. You don't avoid the media when you have a bad game in New York because, they'll just compound that. And then, of course, he's been a little standoffish with him, and then – last night, he has a staring contest with one of the reporters in Toronto from the Post. And here we go again. And it's this whole back and forth. But listen, he's 24 years old. And I will say this about the kid. He's 24 years old. He's going to have good days, going to have bad days. I wish somebody in that locker room would kind of put their arm around him, one of the veterans, and be like, listen, dude, it's okay. You're going to have bad games, but you got to own up to it. Because for the most part, and you tell me if I'm wrong here, Dane, the New York media, it's not like they've gone on this bashing thing for him. When he's good, they tell you he's good. When he's bad, they tell you what he's bad. But, he's just given them enough ammunition to make his life a living hell. And that's kind of what they're doing right now.
Yeah, and what's interesting is I was watching that game live, and in the broadcast booth was both David Cohn and David Wells, Joe.
Ooh.
And David Wells was talking about how David Cohn taught him that he's got to be accountable and stand in front of his locker room with what you do your teammates. But Frazier doesn't have a path to playing. He's going to be the trade chip for Madison Bumgarner, Joe.
Yes, he will. Yep, and I think he knows that, too. I think he really wants to be a Yankee. All right, morning after coming up, Gabe Morenci, Dane and I will be back tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. Good luck tonight. Go Blues!
Are you single? Everyone single is looking for the best date possible. Well, I found one website that can find you the best date, and it's called thebestdate100.com. Just go there and log in for your free trial and see if you can find your new and maybe last best date. Remember, you can find the best date of your life at thebestdate100.com. That's thebestdate100.com. One more time, thebestdate100.com.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Calling all drivers. Want a career that will take you places? Then Coach USA and Megabus is the place for you. Coach USA and Megabus, leaders in the local and intercity bus transportation industry, are looking for career-minded, conscientious drivers with a valid CDL Class A or B license with passenger endorsement. They offer paid training, competitive salary, and many benefits. Apply now and start driving to a better future. Visit CoachUSA.jobs. That's CoachUSA.jobs.
The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere.
Are you, or someone you love, one of the nearly 1 million Americans living with Parkinson's disease? There is no known cure, but you have the power to help change that by participating in a clinical trial. The Michael J. Fox Foundation will help get you started. Visit michaeljfox.org/participant pack to download the new Parkinson's Trial Participant Pack. It's free and available right now. That's michaeljfox.org/participant pack. Visit today.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Make it rain.
You're listening to the best of Make It Rain on the Fantasy Sports Network.
I'm gonna make it rain.
And then there's those in between who have those hashtag torn tickets. Is that correct, Bavana?
It's tearing up my
tickets.
Torn tickets.
That is correct. We will start with, how about Sean Livingston last night, who his over-under for points was 5.5, which looked really good since he started and had 4 points in the second quarter alone. What did he end up finishing with?
4 points.
4 points, yes. The Los Angeles Dodgers, those of you that went chalk against those Arizona Diamondbacks because they had won 7 in a row, laying the 180, well, you were excited because laying that 180, you were up 2-1 in the eighth. Ended up losing 3-2 in extra innings to the Arizona Diamondbacks. Ouch. And the Padres as well. Those of you that had Padres there on the money line, well, you were excited because you were leading 5-2 in the seventh. You lost 7-5, though, when it was all said and done.
Hashtag torn
Braves. Love the Braves. The under 9.5 at Pittsburgh last night. It was 7-1 in the ninth inning, right? That looks great right up until the point it was 7-4 is your final score there. How about
meaningful
those white
three runs for the Braves in the ninth?
Yes,
meaningful
very important,
for the
very
Braves.
Important three runs. White Sox, those of you who took the run line at -115, well, you were getting 1.5 right on the one line, so you had to feel good about that. right up until the point that Trey Turner hit a two-run walk-off home run and you lost 6-4 in the
ninth.
Solo
home run would have been great.
Yeah,
solo home run would have done the trick.
Yeah, solo would have been great. And then let us not forget, of course, about the Oakland A's last night. What a game this was against the Angels. The A's first five, if you would have taken the A's in that first five there, you were looking like, hey, 7-1 in the fourth inning. 7-1 in the fourth inning. Yeah, by the time the fifth inning was over, you guys were trailing 8-7. Yes, how's that treating you?
Torn ticket.
Yes, hashtag torn tickets for those of you that were all over there. And I will say this, it wasn't absolutely terrible for everybody. There were some people, of course, that might have cashed, including, let's face it, the Red Sox, those of you that laid big cash there.
Sale is back.
Yeah, it was Sale is back. This one went crazy. The Red Sox went from minus 215 yesterday to open up to minus 265, guys. You wanted how much money came in on Sale there yesterday? It didn't matter. They won 8-0. We mentioned the Nationals with that late inning walk-off home run, Trey Turner. They were minus 175. They got bet all the way down to minus 190, but they won 6-4. The Rays, people were very confused as to what to do with the Rays after Blake Snell got smoked the night before there. They were taking on Detroit. Didn't make a difference. Detroit went back to being Detroit from minus 170 to minus 195. All good, though. You guys ended up cashing 4-0. And how about the Mets? Don't look now. The amazing Mets, if they could only play San Francisco every day, minus 125 to minus 150, they won 7-0. With the wind blowing out, by the way, in Shea last night with about 20 miles an hour, a lot of people were hammering the over in that game was 8.5, and it just missed. So sorry about that, guys. And then, of course,
Pinot got banged up also in that game.
Yes, and don't forget the Raptors, guys. That was the biggie last night. +6.5 during the week, and then closed at 2.5, 123 to 109.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.